Perform a vaginal cytology. Moisten a long cotton swab with 1 to 2 drops of sterile saline. Open the vulvar lips and insert the swab dorsally over the pelvic brim and into the anterior vagina. If you do not pass the swab dorsally enough, you may enter the bladder. And if you do not pass it far enough, you may get false cornification. Then, roll the swab gently onto a slide and use DiffQuick to stain the slide. The two main groups of cells in a vaginal cytology are non-cornified, which are parabasal and intermediate, and cornified cells, which are superficial and anuclear cells. The non-cornified cells have a rounded cytoplasm. The parabasal cells have a large, stippled nucleus, a rounded cytoplasm, and the nucleus is very large compared to the cytoplasm. The intermediate cells also have a stippled nucleus, but there is more cytoplasm than the parabasal cells. Sometimes the cytoplasm even becomes somewhat angular. The cornified cells have a more angular cytoplasm, but the most important part is either the absence of a nucleus or the absence of any stippling in the nucleus, indicating a pycnotic nucleus in the cornified cell. If you remember the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the parabasal and intermediate cells are non-cornified, and the superficial and anuclear cells are the cornified cells.